Bon, bonjour tout le monde. Nous sommes le 8 novembre. C'est notre rencontre publique, la municipalité. So, good evening, everyone. It is the 8th of November at just after 7 o'clock for the public council meeting. So, to start off, we're going to start with the agenda. There's going to be some additions. So, I'll start by under administration. There is a 3.I, which is the hiring of an assistant director general. Donc, le 3.I, c'est embauche directeur général et greffier territorial adjoint. 3.J, c'est pour augmenter la limite de carte de crédit pour la directrice générale. So, 3J is also, it's an increase in the credit card for the director general. Excuse me.
Do you speak French or English, sir?
Ensuite de ça,
Carol.
Hang on.
We only have two people here who speak English. Can we do the meeting in English instead of doing it in both?
C'est parce que c'est enregistré, ça s'en sort là sur le site.
Oh.
C'est pour ça que je le fais bilingue. Donc là, j'ai deux autres ajouts sous sécurité publique, 4A. Formation opérateur autopompe 2023. So, one of the additions is 4A, pumper operator for training for 2023. Puis 4B, c'est appui à l'association des gestionnaires en sécurité incendie de la vallée de Gatineau, achat d'une deuxième compresseur air respirable. So, 4B, is in addition a support to the Gatineau Valley Fire Safety Managers Association purchase of a second breathing air compressor. Puis c'est tout ce qu'on a en ajout. C'est tout?
Oui.
Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur, s'il vous plaît.
Luc.
I'll second it.
Et puis, so, Luc Thivierge, proposé. Maureen Rice, appuyé.
Vote.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Yes.
OK, thank you. L'adoption du procès-verbal du 5 octobre, adoption of the minutes of the 5th of October. Everyone read your minutes?
Il proposé.
Luc Thivierge.
I'll second it.
Et puis, Justin Robert. Attendez une minute, où je trouve mon... OK. Luc. Excusez, là. Luc et... Donc. Luc Thivierge et Ghislain Robert. On a ça.
Oui.
Nous allons continuer. Liste des factures à payer. So, list of the invoices to be paid. Donc, les factures à payer à une somme de 356 444, ce qui inclut... les salaires, les remises, puis aussi une deuxième tranche qui sort pour la Sûreté du Québec. Donc, c'est pour ça qu'il est un peu élevé. For the bills to be paid, for a total of $356,444.24, which also includes all salaries, government remittance, and also mentioned that the second portion of the Sûreté du Québec is also paid, which is over 80-some thousand. So, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Secondé par Maureen Rice.
I'll abstain.
I'll abstain, but I didn't vote on the minutes. I want to vote no on the minutes.
On the minutes, the 5th of October?
Yeah.
Okay. Marquez ça, Mme
Reyes. Oui, je suis en train de l'écrire. Est-ce que tu as ça, Mme Martineau? Bon, c'est beau. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, pour les factures. OK, on l'a fait déjà. Hein? Non? Did you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Me too. OK, c'est beau. Là, on continue avec... Augmentation de la limite de carte de crédit incendie. So this is to increase the amount of the credit card for the fire department, which Monsieur Michel Lemieux has, and we're increasing it from 1,000 to 3,000 to facilitate the expenses that are needed for the emergency. Fait que c'est pour faciliter les dépenses en cas d'urgence.
I'll propose it.
Je vais le savoir.
Maureen Rice et Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll abstain.
Okay. I agree. Lien. Montant de remboursement de bottes de sécurité. Oh, c'est ça. Reimbursement amount for safety boots.
I'll propose that.
Charles Sacron.
Ghislain Robert. Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Permanence de M. Jean-François Pautry, inspecteur municipal. So, M. Pautry est ici depuis... attends une minute. Sa probation a terminé le 25 octobre. Et puis, donc, c'est là le conseil veut qu'il aille sa permanence aux conditions qui ont été négociées. So, his permanent status... Trying to find the resolution in English. I'm sorry.
I have it here, Carol.
Okay, so the councillor authorizing the granting to of tenure to Mr. Jean-François Pautry under negotiated conditions.
I'll propose.
Maureen Rice a proposé.
Je seconde.
Puis Luc Thivierge a secondé. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Justine? Yes.
Merci. 3.E, calendrier des séances du conseil pour l'année 2023. So the calendar of council meetings for the year 2023, which are listed on the PV, and I need a proposer.
I'll second it.
Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Okay. OK. 3.F, proposition publicitaire clé en main pour 2023 et 2024. Ça, c'est la publicité qu'on utilise, la station de radio CRGA 97.3, pour faire des annonces publicitaires aux radios. Donc, pour un montant de 1 650 $ par année, plus taxes, et de faire l'achat de 4 demandes au coût de 35 $ par année.
Carol, donc, can I ask to add something? Seeing as we're still, working on other options in English, can we just write, like, right now there is no other English radio that's available, that we're trying to find options?
I agree.
Can we add that in the resolution?
Yes, that's a good idea. Et les fonds vont être payés du poste budgétaire 02-130-00-341. So we have here a turnkey advertising proposal for 2023 and 2024. Since we do go through, we use CRGA radio station 97.3 in Maniwaki, and they've given us a bid of $1,650 per year, plus taxes, and also to purchase a membership card for $35 a year.
I'll propose it.
So the funds will be taken from budget item 02-130-00-341. Monsieur Ghislain Robert a proposé. Appuyé par Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord? où est-ce que je suis rendu? 3G. OK. Renouvellement contrat aviseur légal 2023. Renewal of the 2023 legal advisor contract. So for an amount of $400 plus tax per year, and also 10%. Voyons, je suis en train de dire en anglais. 10% of the amount collected for the tax files in arrears. So, pour un montant de $400 plus taxes par année, des forfaits téléphoniques, et 10% des sommes perçues pour les dossiers de taxes en arrière-âge.
I'll propose it.
Donc, I'll second it.
Justin Robert, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Next, prochain. 3H, annulation des taxes. Donc, c'est une liste de taxes. Sont comme, c'est tous des petits montants qui vont être réduits des comptes de taxes. Ils sont tous listés sur les PV. Cancellation of taxes. So it's all small amounts that were on tax bills that are really not listed. We just clean them out. They're going to be listed in the PV as well. Just to write them off. J'ai besoin de. OK. Luc Thivierge. Justin Robert. Fait que là, on est rendu. Oh, attends une minute, là. That was.
3H.
3H. Là, on fait HI. 3I, qui est embauche directrice générale et greffière trésorière adjointe. Hiring of the assistant director general. And. Voyons. Assistant treasurer, sorry. Just had a small. So there were interviews both on October 26th and November 3rd. And the candidate that administration committee are recommending is Madame Valérie Lemieux. C'est ça, il y a eu des entrevues le 26 octobre et le 3 novembre pour le poste d'assistante générale, c'est-à-dire directrice générale. Adjointe, et puis le comité d'administration a recommandé Mme Valérie Lemieux pour le poste, et donc c'est ça. Bon, je vais avoir une proposition, s'il vous plaît.
I'll propose it.
Maureen Rice, Justin Robert, tout le monde est d'accord?
Je vais m'abstenir, Mme Reyes.
OK.
Oui.
Oui.
Yeah. Yes.
And Maureen?
Yeah.
If you could voice. Yeah. Thank you. Là, on a 3J, augmentation de la limite de carte de crédit de la directrice générale. So, 3J is increase in the credit card limit for the director general. It will be increasing from 3,000 to 5,000. Donc, l'augmentation va de 3,000 à 5,000. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc Thivierge. Justin Robert, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
OK, yes. Merci. Donc, ça complète l'administration. On va suivre dans les deux ajouts pour sécurité publique. La première, 4A, formation opérateur autopompe 2023. So, 4A is the pumper operator training for 2023. We are passing the resolution in preparation for next year's training because there are a limited amount of dates. But this will be passing on next year's budget under item number 02220-00-454. Donc, ça va être payé sur le budget de la nouvelle année 2023. Au poste 02-220-00454. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Thivierge. Appuyé par. Lee?
Yes.
Lee Ankis. Donc, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
De vote?
I'm abstaining.
Lee?
Yes.
Okay. And I am saying yes as well.
We're abstaining, Carol?
Yeah. Ghislain and Maureen s'abstient. So Ghislain and Maureen are abstaining. Next, in under public safety, en dessous de sécurité publique, 4B, appui à l'Association des gestionnaires en sécurité incendie de la vallée de Gatineau, achat de deuxième compresseur air respirable. So 4B is a resolution to support the Gatineau Valley Fire Safety Managers Association, purchase of a second breathing air compressor. So we're supporting their resolution to be sent to the MRC and all the other municipalities for this purpose. So j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Thivierge.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone's in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll abstain.
Okay. C'est beau. Monsieur Robert s'abstient. Là, on arrive à travaux publics. Donc, le programme d'aide à l'entretien du réseau routier, le ERRL-MTQ. Ceci, on passe la résolution pour avoir nos fonds. Pour les routes locales, normalement, c'est 524 845 $ pour l'année civile 2021. So this is a resolution that it's a local road maintenance assistance program, the ERRL-MTQ, and it's to get the money for our local roads, which is $524,845. For the roads for calendar year 2021.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Ghislain Robert, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci.
Yes.
OK. On continue. 5B, traverse des motoneiges des chemins municipaux. So, for.
Snowmobile
crossing of municipal roads. Fait que là, ils ont demandé la permission de mettre des enseignes pour les traverses, au chemin McCrank et corridor linéaire, chemin Burrow et corridor linéaire, chemin Philville et corridor linéaire, chemin Murdoch encore avec corridor linéaire, plus le chemin Donovan. So, in English, it's the snowmobile clubs that are asking to put road signs or indicators, signs for the snowmobilers at our road crossings where the bicycle path is. So, there's on McCrank Road, Burrow Road, Fieldville Road, Murdoch Road, and Donovan.
I'll second it.
Okay, Justin Robert. Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Oui, j'ai une question.
Oui.
Est-ce qu'il faut faire ça toutes les années, Sandra?
Ça de l'air, oui.
Il n'y a pas de possibilité qu'on fasse ça permanent. Parce que c'est ridicule. C'est à toutes les années. Les signes, les panneaux restent là pareil.
Oh, they take them down.
Il y a des
places. Ils ont commencé à les enlever, là?
Il y a des places qui vont.
Parce que l'été passé, ils sont allés là.
Non, ils ont été enlevés.
Well, I think it depends on the club.
Yeah, I think it depends on
where.
Mm-hmm. I know
that also they were
taking them. Fait que ça, c'est les motos, c'est le club. C'est Pontiac qui fait ça, les histoires.
C'est ça, c'est Pontiac qui le nomme,
c'est. Pontiac, they leave them up a lot.
Like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure they left it on Fairville Road. Was never
maybe Field, but I know that Manassa, they were
yeah, like McCrank Road, the church, they're gone. Donovan, they're all gone.
Yeah, but that's les autres. Les autres blés.
No, Pontiac.
It's Pontiac.
It was Pontiac. His old man did it for a few years, and now it's Pontiac.
Pontiac. It.
Cameron McLaren's a groomer man.
Yeah. Ils ont envoyé la lettre.
Okay.
Okay. Fait que là, 5.C, embauche préposée à l'entretien général. 5C is hiring of general maintenance worker. So there was some interviews on the 21st of October, and the committee recommended Mr. Derek Murdoch be hired. Et puis, c'est ça. Ils ont eu des entrevues le 21 octobre et puis le comité a proposé ou recommandé que M. Derek Murdoch soit engagé. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Ghislain Robert, Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Le vote. please?
Yes.
Only question I have is, I thought when we had their meeting, he was going to run the grader.
He said
he was interested in it.
Okay, but it doesn't state that in here.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not for now, he doesn't have experience right now?
It is in his job description, though?
He asked for it, so we'll next spring, we'll get him the training.
Yes, I'll vote for that.
Okay. So everyone is in agreement?
Oui.
Simone Lacan?
Yes.
Maureen?
Yes.
Okay, merci. 5D. Adhésion mandat 2023-8109-50 CAG, pneus neufs, rechappés et remoulés 2023. Donc, c'est une résolution pour qu'on puisse être mis sur la liste pour aller chercher des pneus si on a besoin. Comme j'ai mentionné, soit pneus neufs, rechappés ou modulés. So, a membership of 2023-8109-50 GAC for either new, retreaded, or remodeled tires for 2023. And it's to be put on, to register our interest to be on the list to get a better price. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Tivierge, secondé par. Chile Robert, everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Là, j'arrive. J'ai fini.
Public Works.
Oui. Environnement, on a.
Demande du ministère.
C'est ça. Non. OK. Demande au ministère des Forêts. De la faune et des parcs, contrôle de la surpopulation des bernaches. Request to the Minister of Forêt et Faune et des parcs, control of the overpopulation of geese. So this is a resolution. They're asking, we're supporting a resolution that came in from the MRC to ask the government, the federal government, to come up with some solutions as to the control of geese who have been, well, the geese.
Ours, Carol, is to ask the government to let hunters.
Yeah, ours does. Yes, we added a clause to have encourage hunters to hunt geese. To try and decrease the population. Donc, c'est ça, là, c'est une demande auprès, on supporte la résolution de la vallée de Gatineau qui ont passé concernant les bernaches pour essayer de contrôler les nombres. Et puis nous, on a ajouté une clause que demandait au ministère d'être capable de faire la chasse des bernaches. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Tivierge. Appuyé par.
We added in that we're asking to increase the hunt?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Right here.
I think I have the old one. I'll second it.
Okay. Maureen Rice, secondé par.
No, it was Luc that proposed it. I seconded.
Yeah? That's what I said?
Sorry.
Okay. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Although I agree with the hunting portion that Mr. Tivier has brought in this day and age with the environmental concerns, I don't think that going around and trying to eliminate a portion of a flock of animals is a good idea. And we don't seem to have any issues with that down here. So for those reasons, I'm going to...
Look, I just want to make sure, because I don't have the new resolution. We're asking that they not... proceed the way they were suggesting and that they increase the hunt.
Yes, they increase the quota instead of saying the government, because if we tell the government, yeah, we have an issue, first thing they're going to do, they're going to spend money on surveys.
Yeah.
Instead of that, we're proposing that the solution would be increasing the the amount of geese, because right now, before the 1st of November, the amount of geese that a hunter is allowed to hunt per day is 3. After the 1st of November, it's 5. It's ridiculous because of the amount of the amount of preparation for a hunter to put decoys and things like that. It take them maybe 20 minutes and their hunt is over.
Yeah, for sure. But what I'm saying is we're removing the part about sterilizing eggs and all that. That's being taken out of our resolution.
It's still there, but it says that municipalities are doing that.
That's what the valley that gets no recommend.
We're supporting the original resolution,
but we're adding a clause. I'm not seconding that.
Adding a clause.
Then I'm not seconding it. If we're leaving it in there, that's the MRC's vision, and that we're asking to hunt, they're not going to care what we ask. I think we should be increasing the hunt and not exterminating a population.
Because that's what it's going to lead to.
They're not going to care what we added into there.
So, okay.
If we're supporting the original one, I'm not seconding it.
Do you want to pull it and bring it back?
We can.
I don't think it's worth bringing it back. This is the second time we push it back. Like, we're talking about sterilizing eggs.
Yeah, but why we don't just why we don't remove the one that's sterilizing eggs?
Because it says that whereas the recommendation of the Planning and Development Committee of the MRC.
That's not there anymore.
Okay, so it would be the fourth paragraph to take out. Pour veiller à la stérilisation des œufs de vernage.
We're talking about septics and picking up compost to save the environment, and we're going to go and raise a population of geeks. Like, come on.
I don't know.
Like, it's attendu l'adoption de la résolution par la MRC sollicitant l'appui des municipalités locaux relativement au contrôle de la surpopulation des vernaches.
Okay.
And then it
fait face à depuis quelques années une supermarché principalement aux abords de ces cours d'eau.
Yeah, that.
Attendu qu'une trop forte présence de ces oiseaux pose des problèmes de salubrité et porte atteinte à l'environnement, à l'intégrité
du paragraphe.
C'est ça, le quatrième, je te dis.
Puis là, comme Luc, t'as-tu entendu parler que il y a une forte présence de ces oiseaux qui posent des problèmes?
Oui.
OK.
Les associations de l'Axe se sont déjà commencé à se plaindre.
Ah oui. Ça a l'air souvent. Fait que c'est le quatrième paragraphe que vous proposez d'enlever.
Oui.
On peut-tu faire le changement? OK. Ben, Madame Martineau, elle va faire le changement. Puis on va voter sur cette modification-là.
And can we reword that il est résolu que le conseil municipal demande au ministère de mettre en place des mesures fédérales sans frais pour contrôler la surpopulation par la chasse, or like, can we make it clear?
Okay.
Par la chasse. C'est beau. Vous êtes d'accord là-dessus? Are you all in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
As long as it's that way, yeah.
Okay. Do I keep Luc Tivierge as proposed and Marine Rice?
It's fine as long as it's changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Fait que là, il n'y a rien en urbanisme. Loisirs, culture et communication, il y a mise sur pied d'un comité de suivi, PFM MADA. So we have, there's nothing in urban planning. Then we go into recreation, culture and communication. Establishment of the PFM and MADA follow-up committee. Donc le MADA, il a été formé, ça fait plusieurs années. C'est la politique familiale et les amis des aînés. Donc là, on est rendu au point qu'il faut faire une révision et un renouvellement pour ce document-là. So it's been since 2019, the original family plan and friends of the seniors was built in 2019, and now we're at the point, now that we're sort of out of COVID, we need to revisit our plan and update it according to today.
So, sorry, Carol. We don't have the list of who you want to add on there. You're suggesting that we still vote on the list at a later time?
Well, this is, it just says here, no, it says right here that unresolved council informed the Ministry of and resolve that council set up the follow-up committee for the municipality in order to produce a global assessment of the PFM MADO action plan within the framework of the collective PFM MADO approach of the Gatineau Valley MRC, which will be used for the final report to be submitted to the MSSS SA.
So what but I'm asking, just, Carol, is it says that council will, whatever you said, the council will approve who it's going to be?
Follow-up committee.
So we're going to approve, we're going to know who's on that follow-up
committee?
Yeah, you
will know as soon as it's all been established, because they're working on it now.
We're going to know after it's been established, or we're going to approve the list?
You're approving to set up the committee. That's what it says in the resolution.
Who's the council representative?
Maureen.
Luke was doing that.
And Nick. Both.
Are they both on here?
Yeah.
He was on at the last line, that's why I'm asking.
Well, Nick is here.
Paul wasn't arrested. I think the one.
Who? Debbie Picao, yes. Yeah.
Carol, you're going to try to get people from all ages too, because we have a lot of young families moving in.
That's what I'm worried.
Start thinking about them at some
point. That's what I'm worried about. You have no choice. You have to have different levels.
The last time it wasn't like that.
Well, yeah. So,
no, it wasn't.
No,
they were invited.
No, that's how they ended up with a gazebo in the park.
No, it wasn't, Carol.
No. It was in the plan. There was counselors. There was seniors. There was people, teachers from the school. There was the students were invited.
You brought teachers from the school and students, but nobody that lives in Lowe that has families in Lowe. That's the problem.
Carol, I'm going to suggest that we wait until next meeting and talk about it and who might be on it.
Well, the thing is that we're already trying to get people to. We're trying to choose dates
to be able
to meet already.
Do you have names, Maureen, that you would like to put on the list?
Well, I'd like to put some thought into it, yeah. Because the last...
Just send it to me.
No, maybe like Ellen there, your daughter, she might be interested. She's young. She just got married. She's going to start a family.
No doubt. I would really, really
Heather,
like to see her there.
Heather Cole, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she'd be interested. She's got a young family.
Just ask them to call, to send us an email. It's too easy.
You know, we keep talking about development and bringing in young, like more people in here, but
yes.
we don't do anything to attract young people.
This is why we need their voice.
Yeah, but
let's make sure we have a young voice on there.
See, Debbie Picao wasn't there last time. It was Lisa Kelly, and there was another teacher. I don't remember her name right now, offhand.
But, like, it's more than just the teachers that
are here. I know. And we wanted the students, but they were never available.
But it's more than that, though, Carol. We're talking about young families.
Yes,
Lisa is super and donates a ton of time, but she doesn't have a family, and she ain't going to have a family.
No, but we have to get people.
She's publicly opposed to a park for kids.
But we have to get people to come forward, just like.
Yeah, but if
we're not going to move forward for young families, we have people that oppose
specific
things for young families.
And if we don't know who's on the committee until... After the fact, we can't bring up other people because we don't know who's on the committee.
There's Nancy Gagne and Brennan's
Hill.
The daycare. I'm sure she'd want to get involved.
Maybe Caitlin.
Oh, you know what? Kaz the Ott.
Mm-hmm. There's lots.
Her and Casey just bought that house. No, they got a young boy. They're around for the long haul. Like, those are all the people that we should be talking to. Even, somebody like Kelly the Ott there, Cassie's mother, she's retired. I'm sure she'd have time. Maybe she'd want to get involved in that for her grandkids.
So, Carol, you said you're trying to pick dates. You're trying to pick dates without knowing who's on the committee?
I'm not in charge of the file.
No, I know.
Maureen McAvoy is working with TDS, which is Mario.
I don't want to stall the progress of it. But at the same time, I want to make sure that the community at large is well represented. Okay, and if we don't know until after...
This resolution was brought to our attention from Table de Développement Social, okay? It's
No, Carol, but you're right.
Let me finish, please. There's stipulations in here that says, it's Monsieur Marc-André Gauthier, personne ressource, and entendu que le comité de suivi aura dans sa composition un minimum de deux personnes aînées engagées dans la communauté, ainsi qu'un minimum d'une personne représentant des familles.
So we're going to have
minimum.
Two people for the seniors and but, one person for families.
No, but, no, let me finish.
Yeah,
that's
Carol,
a minimum.
We know from experience
you can have
how
more, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No, because we know from experience how it's going to turn. That's how we applied for $400 for a park, for a playground and a splash pad, and we're going to end up with a gazebo in the backyard here.
I'm going to ask.
This is what's going to end up happening with this outfit again.
No.
Okay, well,
I'm
asking
again.
I think we should talk about who could potentially be on there, approach some people and agree and form it from there.
Like I said, put the name forward.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a meeting and have the people come out to the meeting, and if they want to be involved, get involved?
Well, it's in Maureen's hands. Like she's going to be.
But anyway. Anyways, I don't.
It can't be like it was the last time. It can't be everybody from the school. It's okay to have the students, but they don't.
Well, there wasn't just them. There was two counselors. There was seniors. There was, oh my God, Brenda Gerling, Cheryl.
No, you're right. You had the seniors and Lisa Kelly. There was nobody else with Lisa. So like we got to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
There was another. Anyway.
Yeah. Whatever you think, Carl, I'll vote for, but please, can you make sure that it gets done right this time?
Before they start.
It's not that it wasn't done right last time.
But it was
Carol. The interest there. It was there.
No,
they came.
No, Carol.
We got told that's who's going to be on the committee, and that's it.
That's right. And a few people, like, it's got to be the vision of the community.
Exactly.
But it wasn't. It wasn't even the vision of council. And we represent the community,
but
right?
But there was two counselors there. What are you talking about? I mean,
okay, I'm not going to argue about it all night. I think we should just push it to the next meeting.
I don't think so, but that's your opinion.
Is there any money at stake here that we're going to miss out on grant money or something if we don't do this tonight?
Well, everything that's on that plan is all stuff that can be done with grant money.
But are we going to miss out on grants if we don't pass it? If we wait till December, are we going to miss out on that?
There is a limit. There is a time frame.
It
they
says
have to be submitted.
The final report has to be. The deadline for sending the MSSA final report and accountability of collective MATA process is February 1st.
Yep.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what it is they're looking at.
C'est date limite pour envoyer le rapport final.
What we're supposed to do for the since the.
Yep.
Since
last time.
We have to send a report to say how much we did work on that.
It also says that the mandate is for the overall assessment and objectives from now until 3 years.
Yep.
I'll vote for it, but I want to see who's going to be on the committee.
Me too. That's my feeling.
It's going to be announced anyway.
Yeah, but.
You don't understand what we're trying to say here, Carol.
I do.
We need representation from the young families, the young people.
Like the last time we were told the young families, there's people there, but then we find out it's all just like the teachers at the school, which don't necessarily represent what our young families want.
Okay, I won't go into a debate right now because...
Okay, then let's wait until next month.
I don't see what the difference is. There's no monetary value here. It's just a matter of...
Well, there is, Carol.
No, in this particular...
There is no Carol because the way we end up, instead of having a playground, we end up with a gazebo.
Okay.
There's no vision here that represents the young families. And we have a vision of development, and we don't draw anybody here because we have nothing to draw. And we're not doing anything to try to correct that.
And we want to keep our young people here.
We want to keep our young people here.
I'm not going into it.
You know, we're super
if you want to push it, that's fine. We'll push it. I'm not going to argue about it.
It's not an argument, Carol. We just want
well, it's
to be
pretty much that,
fairly.
Yeah. So, je m'excuse, Madame Martineau, on va le mettre pour le mois de décembre.
Thank you.
I don't have that letter in front of me.
Sarah? The letter from Meta?
No. In response to our resolution in regards to...
For the hospital file, pre-hospital file?
Yeah. I just don't have it in front of me, so...
Can we add something? The email that Sandra sent us last week about the volunteer awards?
Yes.
Wait, but, okay, you didn't read it, eh?
I read it through someone.
It doesn't come from us. It has to be submitted by a rec club, not us. I read the documentation about it.
Okay.
We have to approach one of the, either the LEBRA or a rec club for them to nominate the person. It's in the documentation. I opened up the link and everything, and I read the whole thing through. So...
About the arena, could that be involved too?
Pardon me?
The arena, could it be involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, if the, it's an association. Yeah. It's a registered association. So if...
From Wednesday.
Okay. So there will be a ceremony for Remembrance Day on Friday the 11th. Unfortunately, the students are going to be away. They will not attend. But there will be, like I said, the ceremony outside here at the Cenotaph. Also, besides that, we're going to have all the usual things. The raising of the flags, O Canada, reading of the names. But there will not be anything inside at the Heritage Hall. Donc, on va avoir la cérémonie pour la journée du souvenir dehors ici au Cenotaph. Et puis, ça va commencer. On demande tout le monde qui arrive pour 10h45. So we ask that everybody show up for 10:45 on Friday, the 11th of November. Donc, c'est le vendredi cette semaine. Et puis, c'est ça. Il y a d'autres choses. Il y a des rapports, peut-être. Incendie.
Michelle's report.
Ils ont commencé à annoncer les affaires pour Christmas.
Oh, the parade is on December 3rd. Mm-hmm. Carol, you wanted to mention that food donations could be accepted that day?
Yeah.
Or here at the municipality?
That's correct, because the the parade pretty much goes through the village. So if there's any people outside the village that want to donate, they can bring it to the municipal office from now until what date?
30 December.
Which one?
December 3rd.
December 3rd, right.
The day of the parade.
Right. So we'd be glad to...
They're going to have a craft here and one in Vinosta.
It's Vinosta's was last
Vinosta
weekend.
Vinosta was last weekend, okay. And it's, I think, the 19th,
I think, yeah.
Is the Christmas craft sale here at the Heritage Hall. Fait que c'est le 19 novembre. Il va y avoir des produits à vendre. Comment c'est ça?
Christmas craft
sale. C'est ça, le 19 novembre ici.
Artisan.
C'est ça, artisanal Noël, right?
C'est ça.
Fait qu'ici, à la salle Héritage. Ensuite, ben là, il va y avoir, comme Maureen a mentionné, la parade de Noël. Les pompiers vont faire ça le 3 décembre. Est-ce qu'il y a autre chose?
Non, c'est tout.
On roads, we're happy to say that the road work completed for summer 2022. We did a couple of kilometers on Cahill, lit a man, gravel ditching culverts. Burr Road was redone from Pike Lake Inn to the other end, culverts, gravel, drainage. Fieldville Road, 2.5 kilometers.
Yeah.
Again, culverts, drainage, gravel. We were able to correct a soft spot in the middle of the hill, just past Mahoney Road. We excavated that, broke rock, and we corrected that problem. So we're happy. The guys did a lot of work this summer.
Good.
Busy summer.
And a lot of it came from grants and...
All grants, yes.
and the tech and the local roads envelope. So following all this, there's no other information as of now?
Question.
Okay, if there's a question period, anyone don't want to ask questions? Yes, Mr. Connolly?
First of all, I'm pleased to see that the situation up in the park by the police station is being fixed after probably 10 years or more. There's only one light on there now, so we're not wasting electricity. The spotlights have been dark, so that's good because they were heavy duty. I'm pleased to see the outhouse, the man outhouse, has finally replaced the two that have been dormant for years. Councillor Robert, I communicate fairly often. I appreciate that. We do disagree on one important factor. That is that he feels very strongly that the majority of people in Lowe want to have higher than average tax increases for more services. My question is, are there any of you that feel the same way? You represent a subject.
Well, matter. I have to say for myself, I would not mind any increase if it's going to bring me other services, that's for sure.
So about three don't and two do.
Pardon me?
I think, yeah, go ahead, Carol, finish and then I'll.
I didn't hear the last part.
He said three don't and two do. I think increases, I mean, you can look, just look at everything. Fuel, groceries, we can expect that there's going to be increases.
Mm-hmm.
If our services, we have to have services to show for it, though.
That's correct, because even if the services, the increase on fuel alone is going to be an increase because we have no choice. We have to run our trucks. We have to run the grader and whatever else.
Even outside that, though, Carol, like let's say PRs. So
yeah.
We add a service. It saves lives in our municipality. Is it not worth a small tax increase?
Yes.
We did a resuscitation this summer.
That's right.
That by itself paid the program for the next 10 years.
No, I think we're not in the same way. Like you said, a small tax increase. Okay.
I don't think either of them are talking about tripling taxes, Steve.
No.
Higher than average. We've never.
Average and low, or average in the MRC, or like what average are we talking about?
What you've been doing, you've been higher than average every year for the last 4 years. Not
average compared to who?
Well, most of the surrounding communities.
No, that's
not.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We were the lowest, even after we increased the taxes, we were still one of the lowest ones.
You didn't come close to Denholm. You didn't come
Well,
close
Denholm to have 500 households.
You didn't come close to Casabazua. You didn't come close to Lac St. Marie.
Okay, first of all,
no.
Lac St. Marie, the evaluation role is quite a few million dollars higher than ours. So they generate more tax revenue without having to raise the mill rate. So Lac St. Marie is in a class of itself. Then if we can compare with Valdemar and LaPage, you're right, the mill rate's extremely low, or relatively low, but the property values are double ours. A house in Low that's, well, not double, but a house in Low that's worth $155,000 is worth $255,000, bringing in more tax revenue for that same $100 bill.
Well, you can decrease the mill rate in order to keep the...
No, we can't the mill rate, Steve. For 10 years there, they did nothing on roads. The water network's falling apart. And we were expected to fix all this and not raise taxes. People call me every day, the roads are bad, but don't spend money on the road. So how are we going to fix the road unless we collect money and we put money into the road? The water works the same way. We can't put $1 million in the village alone and not recover that money somewhere. Sure, there's grants, but we have to put some of our money in it too.
So let me ask you folks, what do you consider to be an average increase?
We didn't start working on the budget yet. Mr. Connolly, and I'm not going to voice an opinion on that right now.
No, I'll answer that question. The increase this year is going to depend on the role. They redid the new evaluation role for the next 3 years. It's going to depend on the role, how much it went up or how much it went down.
That's right.
Which we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Well, I would like to make your comments, as talking about this is not very profitable. You're starting a budget late again. You know in the last year that four of you disagreed with the process. Three of you voted against the budget. And the process is dysfunctional. That hurts taxpayers when you don't work as a team. So I'm going to make you a promise. I will, and it's a small, humble little thing, but it's unusual to bring some fun into it. I'll pay each of you $100 if you can keep the increase of the amount you take from the taxpayers plus the garbage amount and keep it to within 3.5%.
Steve, I can tell you right now, it's probably not going to happen. Diesel fuel is up 50-60% alone. On a $100,000 fuel bill, that's $60,000 more in diesel fuel. I guess we could just quit plowing roads. I guess we could do that.
When was the last time that you folks sat around the table and said, let's go through each line item of everybody's budget and see if we can reduce the cost like hydro?
Steve, we did that last year.
Did you?
I'll give you an example. Is this Heritage Hall right here, they don't heat it in the winter. They've changed all the doors, and the doors don't close again. So I guess we could do that, not heat the building, and wonder why the roof has fallen off, or why the doors don't close, or the windows don't open.
Or the floor that they just redone.
5 years old, they don't heat it. It's all starting to peel again. You think that doesn't cost any money? Come on.
What I just asked was, did you ever sit around the table, all of you?
Every year when we do the budget, last year we hashed it out for I don't know how many hours about where we were going to cut.
Every line item?
Every line item.
And already, Sandra has only been here a short time, and she's already making suggestions of where we can save money. We talked about some of them last week.
Something's crazy.
We haven't done every line item yet, but we're going to.
The alarm system, something as small as that. She knows a company that's cheaper. We're probably going to switch the alarm company.
The telephones. How long have we been asking? For 5 years. But we can't go in and change the phone system.
I mean, already there's training that our director general is going for and our new inspector are going for, and she managed to get the course and most of their expenses paid by Emploi Québec.
Believe it or not, we really are trying.
We are saving a lot of money. I take my hat off. She's very good, and she's really going, and she has our community at heart, and that's what counts.
I salute that.
You know, another cost-saving measure was prompted by the fact that we had to close the dump and we took that bin out of here. How much money that cost every week to have that outfit dumped because people can't behave themselves and kept dumping their junk here? We exchanged emails on that last week about having to go to Cassidy Eco Center. Well, that saves us money. Mm-hmm. So, like, we got to have a consistent speech here.
But we're also making plans for next spring to help out some residents that may have one or two cans of paint or whatever. But we're thinking of, as Ghislaine mentioned, and it was a great idea, I thought, is to have a place where people could come one day in the spring to deposit all their everything that goes to the Eco Center, and we would
figure it out and get it taken up there.
Well, and then we would take it up to the Eco Center.
But those are all things, Steve, that we're, believe it or not, we're actively trying to implement and find solutions for.
But you need to communicate this a little better.
But we're working on it. We don't have the final ironing out of it done yet, and it's for the new spring, in the new year, in the spring.
Yeah, you could have done it 6 months before you closed it on the 1st of July. The timing is late. So people around town are not happy because they see no other solution other than 1,000 residents are asked to take their stuff 50 kilometers.
Well, yeah, we're talking 50 kilometers to go to Kaz, but from the village alone, it's 17 kilometers, so in reality, it's not that much more mileage to go to Kaz.
No. Just to say, it's 25 kilometers exactly from Dave's garage.
25 kilometers from Dave's garage to go to Kaz, or 17 to go back to the dump on a gravel road, and we're saving thousands of dollars from going to Kaz. So at some point, there has to be some give and take from everybody involved here.
The other thing, too, is that, yeah, you're doing the extra miles, and a lot of the stuff that you bring there, there's no charge. So you're saving money on, you're depositing it, and saving money in your pocket because you didn't have to pay. But yet, if you turn around and put it in your regular garbage, you're going to pay for it anyway, right? It's going to be paid by the contractor picking up your garbage. So it's on your taxes.
Mayor, if I can.
Oui, allez-y.
When we used to have the format of councillors giving reports, Mr. Conley, I give it in my reports as environmental that we are planning to do twice a year, a pickup year at the municipal office with bins and things like that for people to clean up and bring their stuff here. So the municipality would bring it down to the eco center.
Totally agree.
It was
in the reports.
Maybe 6 months ago, mm-hmm. in one of my reports.
Yeah. It's so much simpler to do that. Now, I went up twice last week. The first time, one guy tells me, you bring one bucket. Sir, you're not supposed to be here with your bucket. I had a fake bucket. And I went, you see, you're supposed to go up on the scale. I said, for one bucket? Yes, you go up there and you register. You go in the office and you register it, and they take your information. And they weigh the, and you got to bring the cart. Yes, bring it back. So I was there 2 days ago, and a different guy tells me that's crazy.
Well, that's a problem you're going to have to hash out with the
MRC.
Unfortunately, you don't.
I agree, but you don't want 1,000 interfaces like that. The idea that Luke is just talking about is a very simple one. People can save up their stuff. Right now, I'm putting mine in the
back. Yeah, but hang on. The drop-off here is not going to be construction material. It's going to be paint can, tires, that
kind
of stuff.
TVs. And that's what he's saying. Save your paint cans up, and you'll have 2 days in the year, and you bring them down to a central spot. And bingo, so much easier for everybody.
You know what? This stuff happens. LePage does this. Valdemont does it. Cantley does it.
Ottawa does it.
Ottawa does it. Kaz goes to the Eco Center. Gracefield, Maniwaki, Bouchette. And here we are in Lowe, and it's not going to work in Lowe. Why? It works everywhere else in the modern world, but here. We need to have some good faith from some people. Like, it's a two-way street here, Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of finding them in the ditches, they could bring them out.
You suggested a simpler way of costing far less.
Well, no, it's not going to cost far less, because now I've got to pay a guy, jump in a pickup, burn $100 of fuel, maybe blow a tire on the pickup to bring your paint can up the line.
No.
We have to
so
pay
it's
for that.
Still,
it's not free.
So it still costs money.
It's still costing money.
It's a better service.
It's a better service.
Save money.
Yes,
here we
but
are
it is still
money,
costing
still
money. Yes.
Well,
everything we do costs money. The minute they turn the key in that truck, it costs money.
Yeah, but it does. But it's a lot cheaper for you to do it twice a year.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Then 1,000. You don't see 1,000 of us having to do it. And what's worse, all around town, you go down to the hotel, you talk at Dave's Garage, you go to the old folks' home, they're all shaking their head, and stuff's going in the garbage. The electronics is going in the garbage. The small stuff is going in the garbage.
The electronics shouldn't.
But it is. They're not going up there.
But then...
It's not my fault. I'm just telling you what I hear.
It's also not my fault that they kept dumping couches and tires and spilled paint cans in the back.
And old oil.
We weren't going to wait till somebody set it on fire and burnt the building to the ground, because that's what was coming. It's not our fault that people couldn't behave themselves. We had to put cameras because of vandalism.
That's
all by the same people that are complaining about the garbage. We have them on camera. The same people that are complaining about having to go to CAS. Not you, Steve.
You need to convince the people of Lowe, not me. I'd like to go to my last topic, please.
Steve, I know you were calling people on the weekend and asking them about this, and I know some of them had a much different idea than you had.
I didn't call people on the
weekend. Well, my sister tells another story. She called me after you called her Sunday. You called my sister on Sunday, right?
Who's your sister?
Darlene Charles. She called me on Sunday to tell me you had called to talk about the garbage having to go to CAS.
I wanted to talk to Dale.
Well.
I wanted to talk to Dale about slab anyway.
Just saying.
So let's,
there's two sides to the story here.
I
appreciate our exchanges too, and like I always end my emails, we don't see eye to eye on
okay.
some things.
Can we get to the last question, please?
So the councillors in charge of the environment did not agree with composting, I believe. So who is leading the study, or not the study, the way that we're going to do composting? And the putting together the tender to do so. Who's doing that?
So the tender's already done. Go ahead.
Tender's going to be open on Thursday. It's the garbage contract.
So I have the councillors to see him?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They all read it before it went on the as out.
How many trips are there going to be a year?
I think it's 39 by art.
That's that's much better than last year when it was around, it was 50. And that's about the average of all the other municipalities, because I've seen their schedule. And what assumptions are you making about the reduction in garbage?
What
garbage, the objective of composting is to reduce tonnage of garbage. Mm-hmm. So what are your expectations?
It depends on how much people use the composting versus garbage. If they want their garbage tax to go down.
Yeah, but are you going to keep the garbage pickups the same as
that? No.
No, it's going to 26.
They're going down to 40% or 30%?
Mm-hmm.
It was 39. It was going to 26.
Yeah.
Good. Now, all around, I will bet you whatever that the number of people that put out compost bins will be less than 100. I think that's generous.
Well, that's your assumption, but
yeah.
We have bigger hopes.
Yeah, that's a good answer. But let's say it's 150. And, you know, there's over 150 farmers in Lowe who aren't going to need compost bin. And many others who have rural properties and those inside as well. We've had a black bin for 15 years. It's not empty, just standing there in the yard. We don't have bear problems or anything. But it's never been, we've never, corn cobs, everything goes in there. Never had to empty it. And let me talk some numbers quickly. If last year, when the tender came in for composting, it was 110,000. And after some discussion at the council meeting, it was ended. Didn't go through with it, which was good. But we've got the number. And so I would say that that number is going to be greater this year for the composting runs. And I'm not sure if that number included the sales taxes. And gas and so on has gone up. So I think the number is going to go up. But if it's 110 and as many as 150 people put stuff out, but 850 don't. Then the cost, if it is assigned to the 150, will be about $750 a person or a residence extra. And for those two people, will most likely say that's way too much. So we need to spread that cost, just like the water system cost was done like for 40 years of it. So everybody pays. So are you going to ask the 850 people to pay for the other 150? Or 500 people pay for 500 people? We don't know the numbers. I think I think the people in Lowe do who I talk to. Yes?
It's going to go on the general garbage tax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everybody's going to pay no matter what the pickup is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The only difference between garbage and composting is, yes, you're going to be the first year, everyone's going to pay into it. And it's not until maybe the second year that you're going to see the returns on composting, as we do for, as we will be getting from recycling. You don't get returns from regular garbage.
Do you have the data from the MRC on what's happened up there in 2 years?
Solinov is working on a project there to have numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they just completed their last year, and some have started like mid-year. So that was last year. So the numbers all have to be tabulated to give a general idea.
Are we going to be keeping track of compost numbers? and garbage numbers and be able to see how things go?
Well, Sodinov gave some, in the beginning, they gave some estimates or guesstimates in the beginning for, to say that each, based on the number of residents in each municipality, what they forecasted to see how much composting these municipalities would do and give an approximate percentage of the decrease in garbage. That was a guesstimate from day one. So after that, after last year, now I want to see the numbers. We'll see the numbers, how they, you know, which municipalities were able to save on garbage and increase the composting in the way that they're going to get their money back. Not all of it, but their redevance. How do you call that in English?
This is Solinov?
Yeah, they're the ones that did the whole study.
I've read it thoroughly many times, and they did an extremely poor, I'm a professional engineer, they did an extremely poor job of comparing home composting. They just wrote it right off in a paragraph.
I disagree, Mr. Connolly.
Fine.
I really do.
Did.
They
but
did a good job.
They said we're saving tons of money.
Well, I got my hands on it all, and yeah, they save money on composting, but they get you elsewhere. I can guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm. So, if there's no other questions, we can close. Are there any other questions? No. We can close the meeting. It is now 8:11. Thank you for coming. Merci d'avoir venu. Bonsoir.